morning, everybody in Radio Land. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmy Hughes, and we're both from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning from the well-lit studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, as well as 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, everybody in Radio Land. I hope everybody had a great week. And how was yours?
Mine was windswept.
Windswept. I can say Wednesday was quite windy.
It was. But we had a good week. I got everything done. I made it back from Boston in one piece. I'll tell you that story. Remarkable stuff there. But I was always thinking of the show during my travails in Boston. And we're going to hear from the University College Choir from University College Dublin. We're going to be hearing from Jimmy Power and also Perrin Naban, which is a Flemish Celtic singing group. And you, Farmer?
Well, we're going to do some Dublin Dubliners today. Some Celtic Thunder and some Luke Kelly. I might change the Luke Kelly one because the Dubliners and Luke Kelly was in that, so I might switch it around a little bit.
Okay, switcheroo. Have a ball. So we're going to start off today's set with Red Rose, the Red Red Rose is the name of the tune, Perpetual Twilight is the name of the album, and the Choral Scholars of UCD is the group.
Thank you. It was in Dublin City, that city of great fame. 'Twas there I met my bonny boy, 'twas Courtney he came. His cheeks were of a rosy red, and his eyes as black as snows, and he break the heart in any fair maid, no matter where he goes. I courted my own darling till I thought his bride I'd be, but now he's gone and left me across the deep blue sea. I am afraid some other fair maid my true love will enjoy, and leave me here lamenting for my bonny Irish boy. I will pack up some small clothes, in search of him I'll go. I'll travel down and cry, lamenting on the days I spent with my bonny Irish boy. And when I'm dead and gone to rest, there's one request I crave. Take my broken-hearted for my bonny Irish boy.
Plareen Naman, the name of the group. Their album, A Woman's Love, and, as you heard in the lyrics, the tune is My Bonny Irish Boy. Very pretty song. Before that, you heard from Jimmy Power from the 3 or 4 CD set album, The Irish Music Scene in London, during the 40s. And he played 3 reels, The Wild Irishman, The College Grove, and Jenny Pickling Cockles.
Huh.
That's an interesting reel, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
And first up on the set to greet you this morning, Perpetual Twilight, the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin, out there in Belfield, with My Life is Like a Red, Red Rose. So a nice little set there, Farmer.
Yeah, it was a very, very nice set to begin the show.
It was. And you're going to continue beginning the show for us.
I am. But first I want to mention that this song I want to dedicate to Fred and Evelyn Goga. They were friends of ours, and Fred had passed away. So, Evelyn, this one goes out to you and your family from the Hughes Boys. It's the Dubliners.
What did I have? Said the fine old woman. What did I have? This proud old woman did say I had four green fields. Each one was a jewel, but strangers came and tried to take them from me. But my fine, strong sons, they fought to save my jewels. They fought and they died, and that was my grief, said she. Long time ago, said the fine old woman. Long time ago, this proud old woman did say there was war and death, plundering and pillage, my children starved by mountain, valley and stream, and their wailing cries, they reach the very heavens, and my fields ran red with their blood, said she. What have I now? Said the fine old woman. What have I now? This proud old woman did say, I have four green fields. One of them's in bondage, in strangers' hands, that try to take it from me. But my sons have sons as brave as were their fathers, and my four green fields will bloom once again, said she. And my four green fields will bloom once again, said she.
Thank you.
Thank you.
a judge. Fall on parasite.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And that was Martin Hayes, the great fiddle player from Washington State. The Brown Coffin was the name of the reel, and the name of the album is The Good-Natured Man there from Martin Hayes. And before that, we heard from Flogging Molly with one of their more riotous songs, I think. Another Bag of Bricks, Flogging Molly album, Drunken Lullabies.
That's a good album.
Oh, I wonder if they're still together. I should look that up. I don't know. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with The Four Green Fields, and that was by the Dubliners, and that was off their album, The Dubliners Collection.
Ah, they have a collection?
Yes, yeah, that's the three CD set.
Oh, okay.
The one that's really good.
So I'm going to, again, announce our the Irish American Club St. Patrick's Day festivity, which will be taking place at the Elks Lodge on Union Street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, on Saturday, March 15th,
2025.
St. Patrick's, March 15th, 2025, at the Elks Lodge in Pittsfield. The doors will open at 5:30. We will have a corned beef and ham buffet.
Buffet.
We'll be looking forward to that.
Yes.
We'll be having the bagpiper, Mary Brinton will be playing for us, and as well as Melissa Britton will be on our musical entertainment. The hors d'oeuvres will be present. But most importantly, of course, is we're honoring Kevin Sherman as the Irish American of Berkshire County of the Year. So please join us in celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Please join us to celebrate Kevin Sherman. Reservations are necessary. About half my tickets are out at this point, or sold. I usually do about 100, 120, and I have 50-something out at this point already.
Nice.
So I'm sure the rest will sell fairly quickly. So the doors open at 5:30. Give me a call at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. And now we're going to hear... We're going to play this one.
Okay, play that one.
Thank you. My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody so sweetly played in tune. As fair thou art, night, bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I would love thee still, my dear, though all the sea's gone dry. Though all the sea's gone dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, I would love thee still, my dear, though the sands of time be run. So fare thee well, my bonny lass, and fare thee well a while, and I will come to you again, though it were 10,000 miles. Were 10,000 miles, my dear, though it were 10,000 miles, I would come to you again, though it were 10,000 miles.
There's a voice calling through the ages, down the wind, across the pages, tales of faith, dreams of sages. Listen now, can you hear it calling you? Oh, you're not alone. Can you hear it calling? It's calling you, calling down the wind. In the hand that sculpts the fountain, the strength it takes to climb a mountain, the drive behind all that you do. You do as you do, and you do it well, and you don't ask why. Oh, you're not alone. Through the trees blows an age-old song that calls to you. It's calling out your name. Can you hear it calling? It's calling you, calling down the wind. Now sides on a sea of sadness. Fill your sails with wind and madness. Ride the waves of joy and gladness. Rage and woe that call a sailor to his knees. Oh, you're not alone. For amidst the joy and pain is the earth and sky. He will sail again. Amidst joy and pain is the earth and scorn. He will sail again. Can you hear it calling? It's calling you, calling down the wind. There are times that wind will blow.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was Peter Donnelly. You can find Peter Donnelly most summers playing at various cafes on the Cape. He has quite a following down there, I'm told. And before that, you heard from Paddy Kelly. He's from Canada. From his great album, I think, The Irish in Me, with My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, the second time we've heard that song in today's set.
You started this the show off with Red Rose.
I did, because it's one of my favorite tunes, and he does a good job with it. And you started us off on that set, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Celtic Thunder, and the song was Kale, Local Hero.
Wow, nice.
It's, I thought there was some singing in that. I must have missed it, because I don't remember hearing it. And I usually listen to them all, but it was a nice song, though.
It was. So on this day in Irish history, on February 2nd, 1880, Charles Stuart Parnell became the fourth foreign leader to address the United States House of Representatives. At the time, Ireland was being hit by famine, though not as severely as in 1845. Parnell used his opportunity to address this issue and other issues to the members of the House. Just a few months previously, in October 1879, Parnell had been elected president of the Irish National Land League, an organization that sought to abolish landlordism in Ireland and enable poor tenants to own the land in which they worked. I wrote my master's degree on that.
Yes, you did. You told me that.
Yeah, I can barely remember it. He and fellow land leaguer John Dillon had gone to North America on a three-month fundraising tour, eventually raising $300,000, visiting 62 cities, including Montreal. It was after his appearance there that journalist and future member of the Irish Parliament, Tim Healy, described Parnell as, quote, the uncrowned king of Ireland. Before his address to the House of Representatives, Parnell was introduced by the Speaker Samuel J. Randall of Pennsylvania, who said he, quote, comes among us to speak of the distresses of his country, unquote. Parnell began by referencing the current famine, saying, this catastrophe was clearly foreseen and predicted 6 months ago in Ireland. But the British government not only refused to do anything, but with extraordinary perversity, persisted in denying that there was any danger of famine. The present famine, as all other famines in Ireland, had been the direct result of the system of land tenure which is maintained there. Parnell's address, which lasted 32 minutes, was deemed, quote, tame and spiritless by the Chicago Tribune. Nevertheless, Parnell would secure an opportunity to speak to his strengths as a leader, and the money raised on tour, as well as the founding of the Irish National Land League of America, had great repercussions in Ireland. So there you go. And today in Irish history, today's also St. Lucy's Day, and she's the patron saint of the blind.
Yes.
And I bring
also,
that up.
And also, ain't it St. Bridget's Day?
St. Bridget's Day, that one of the patron saints of Dublin, along with St. Kevin and St. Patrick. But Lucy, she was patron saint of the blind. And I recall it because James Joyce, the Irish author, named his daughter Lucy because she had seeing difficulties. In honor of the saint with that hope. So, and then she fell in love with Samuel Beckett, so that was the end of that.
Yeah.
So you're starting us off, Farmer?
I am. I'm going to start us off with the Narrowbacks.
So this is number 3.
Correct.
Prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Thank you.
while we're listening to Cherish the Ladies. This is Kevin Kale and Farrah Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 and 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
And I want to say thanks, everybody, for listening to our show again, like Kevin said. Stay tuned to all the locally produced programming here at the station and now in Lee. And please listen to our show again next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes smiling.